I was in Seaside, California for a revival meeting in Grace Auditorium. The house was filled with people. It was the second night of the revival. I gave an invitation. A beautiful girl with diamond earrings, diamond dinner rings, diamond pins, and beautiful clothes was sitting over to my left. She was holding on to the back of the bench. We had four extra songs and prayers. When we were singing the fifth song, I went to where the little lady was sitting and said, "Won't you come?" She started working her way to the aisle, and I said, "That's fine. You're doing right. Come on. God bless you." Then she stopped, moved back, and straightened herself up. She moved back to her original position. She shook her head. Her emotions calmed. The tears left. That was it. I turned to the preacher and said, "That's it. You can dismiss everybody. It's over now." The next night she wasn't there. The next night she came, but she looked like a corpse. The next night she came and sat about middle ways and looked worse. The next night was the last night of the meeting. She came down and said to me, "Mr. Ray, you remember me?" I said, "You're the girl I talked to from back over there and the other night." She said, "That's right. And I'm going to tell you something that's going to kill you and embarrass you to death." I said, "You want to step aside?" She said, "No, I want the whole crowd to know it." I said, "Tell it." She said, "I damned my soul hanging onto a brass hat army officer." I leaped to my feet and said, "What?" She said, "I damned my soul hanging onto a brass hat army officer." I said, "What do you mean?" She said, "I'm going with a brass hat army officer. Not some little private. He's one of these fellows that's got his own plane. He's flown me to Paris, France. And he's wined and dined me. He's flown me all over the world. He's furnished me with a Cadillac convertible. All this diamond jewelry I'm wearing and all these clothes I'm wearing and all my expenses he has paid for. He has a wife and a couple of little girls, but he likes me too." When I started out the other night, the devil said to me, "If you take Jesus, your good times and the Cadillac are gone." I said, "I wouldn't give up the Cadillac and brass hat army officer and those clothes. I said, I'll go to hell before I give them up." That's when God left me. "He's gone, Percy Ray. I'm going to hell with that brass hat army officer." People began to cry out and raise their hands. They said, "Let us pray. Don't you preach. Let us pray." They filled the aisles. We prayed until 4 o'clock in the morning. She got up in the midst of all of us and said, "God is a million miles away. I'm going to hell with that brass hat army officer." Then she walked out. I left that night to come home. 6 months later, one of those pastors called me and said, "She's dead." It's the most horrible thing I have ever witnessed in my life. They strapped her on the bed with half-inch leather straps. She broke them. Four big men as big as you, Brother Ray, tried to hold her on the bed. One on each wrist and one on each ankle tried to hold her as she screamed and lifted them off the floor and shook them like a dog shaking a rag. She screamed, "I'm going to hell with that brass hat army officer." She'd go into convulsions and chew her tongue. I saw the doctor shoot opium in her until her veins wouldn't hold anymore. She'd scream, "I'm going to hell, I'm going to hell." She'd go into convulsions again and chew her tongue until it fell out of her mouth and fell on the pillow and soaked it with blood. She just kept on screaming. I saw the most horrible look on her face that I'd ever seen on any other human being. I looked again. She was dead. She took that army officer instead of the Lord Jesus Christ. How about you? What will you give in exchange for your eternal soul?